broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kurt Cosby, live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, continues now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for December the 13th in the year of our Lord, 2017. And our goal always, to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio and the traditions of our founding fathers. Ladies and gentlemen, we reject revolution. We stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. Welcome to the broadcast. We're not preaching doom and gloom for America. There's no doubt we live in perilous times. There's no doubt things are a struggle. There's no doubt the swamp's hanging on to power like you can't believe. But there are good things happening, and good people are around doing good things everywhere. And we want to highlight that. We want to highlight that this nation shall endure. There's a lot of good, and we're focusing on it. And, we had Larry Pratt on with us last hour, Gun Owners of America, gunowners.org. And yesterday we had on Alan Phillips with us, vaccinerights.com. Roy Moore says it's not over. Time will tell. We'll keep an eye on that ball just for you. But they claim Doug Jones won. But there's a lot of circumspect questions going on with relation to that. All right, without further ado, we got a unique guest on today. His name is Greg Shepard. He's with an organization called rapower3.com. We're going to talk about the seven disruptive, renewable energy technologies that will dramatically change all of our lives. Hopefully for the better. We'll talk about it. Greg, welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live, sir.
Hey, great to be with you.
All right, catch me up really quick, Greg, a little bit on who you are.
Well, I'm a longtime Utah resident. I did a lot of coaching in my earlier career. Coach of the year at Granger High School in football. I had a business called Bigger, Faster, Stronger, which kind of swept the nation. We were the most widely followed strength and conditioning program in the country for a long time, so I think we still are. But I sold the business. I was with the Utah Jazz for 16 years as their strength consultant. I was the first strength coach at Oregon State, University of Oregon, BYU. And then I received a Lifetime Achievement Award from the NFL in strength and conditioning, National Football League. But I retired, and then I played golf for 4 months, and I got sick of it. I said, I need to do something that's going to help our country and leave a legacy of greatness behind for my children and grandchildren. And so I've been involved with renewable energy now for quite a while, but full-time for about the last 6 years. And we have something amazing for everyone. It's going to change the face of energy in our country and the world, and it's going to bless the lives of every man, woman, and child for generations to come.
RA Power 3, that's the number 3, rapower3.com. Kurt, how did you discover Greg?
Well, I was listening to the radio, Sam, and you know how the power of the media is. And, you know, he was doing a little advertising, and I responded to an ad. And, you know, that's how that works.
Right. A lot of people have heard of wind and solar and some of those things. But you're saying there's seven disruptive renewable energy opportunities?
Yeah, disruptive technology, they don't come around very long, very often. An example of a disruptive technology is like the cell phone or a computer or the television or the car when that came out with Henry Ford.
I hear that. Or the Internet.
That changed the face of things. It changed the world and how we operate. And heretofore, an inventor has only been able to come up with one in a lifetime. Our inventor, Neldon Johnson, has come up with seven of them. And these are literally life-changing, disruptive technology. So let's talk about one, solar. There hasn't really been any new innovation in solar for decades. There have been improvements in marketing and been improvements in how they manufacture, but not really innovations in the technology.
In other words, they've gotten a little bit cheaper, but they're still very expensive, even though they're quite a bit cheaper than they used to be. And they're not very efficient.
Right. They're on their way out. So that's the bottom line. They live and die on tax credits from the federal government. And in here in Utah, they get a $2,000 estate tax credit from the state if they put on rooftop solar. But we're talking about, you know, incredible changes. So we have both. We have concentrated solar power, and we make our lenses. So for every dollar we spend, our competition has to spend $1,000 on their lenses. For every dollar we spend on a turbine, our competition has to spend $1,000, and our turbines are better. There hasn't been any renovations in turbines for, well, it's the same turbine that was used, invented in the 1800s. Hasn't been any changes. And so our heat exchangers are one-thousandth of the size of our competitors and a thousandth of the cost. So it leaves a very small imprint. And so we're the first to be able to compete with coal. In fact, Rocky Mountain Power, their cost of operation is about 5.5 cents a kilowatt hour. Our cost of operation, if we use a coal situation with our biomass in conjunction with our solar, because we give 24/7 power, our cost of operation is 1.5 cents. And so Rocky Mountain Power and coal cannot compete with us. They just literally cannot compete. And that's what this whole solar credit thing was about. It was to stimulate innovation with research and development. And that's what we did, and we're ready to go. We've done all of the research and development. We've done all of the things that we have to do to mass produce. And when I'm talking about mass producing, I'm talking about thousands of megawatts a year that we can make. So that's all in place now. We have all of our contracts in place to manufacture all the lenses we need. We can do 10,000 megawatts a year. That's $20 billion of projects. 10,000 megawatts is enough for 10 million people. So we could do like Wyoming, Colorado, Utah, provide all of their power in 1 year. It's just incredible the amount of power that we can make, and then we can do it very, very cheaply and pass that on. And we also are going to take over the photovoltaic market because we concentrate the sun's rays on our photovoltaic cells. And our cells work independently. The competition with rooftop solar, theirs work in a series, which means if one cell gets a shadow on it or is damaged, it affects all of the cells. Ours work independently. We don't need inverters. Our silicon requirements are 300 times less than conventional photovoltaics, and the list goes on and on. We are going to be able to provide this not only on the grid, and we own 4,000, by the way, we're a debt-free company. We own 4,000 acres, free and clear, right next to the grid, right next to the renewable energy corridor, which goes right down to Los Angeles and into Reno. We're going to put an incredible amount of power on there. And the other thing is disruptive. Our turbine is bladeless, which means that when the water goes through our turbine at 2,500 PSI at about 1,500 degrees, then we have these spokes. You can go online and see this incredible stuff at rapower3.com. But when that water, superheated water, bursts out of our jet nozzle, it's a rocket nozzle. When it bursts out, it turns instantly into steam. And if there's any impurities in the water, like we can build it right next to the ocean. So it works as a desalinization plant. We can do it in the Great Basin and Delta where it's all brackish water. We bring that water and use it. If we do it in Nevada where there's arsenic all over the place in their water, all those impurities drop to the bottom in a container. And then as it travels down our system, that steam condenses and turns into pure water. We are going to be making millions and millions of gallons a day of water in the Great Basin and Delta area. Millions of gallons. We're going to turn that desert into highly productive land where we can grow any kinds of crops, graze cattle on it, livestock, sheep, pigs, whatever you want to do, and make that whole area of thousands and thousands of acres virtually usable that people can live on and enjoy life.
All right, hang tight, ladies and gentlemen. We're talking to Greg Shepherd. He's with RA Power 3. We're talking about disruptive renewable energy. There's seven technologies they're bringing to the table. They're incredible. Details in seconds. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Live.
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads. A divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is, again, the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation, and we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way, but actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family.
Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, Greg Shepherd with us. RAPower3.com is the website. Seven disruptive technologies. They're renewable energy technologies, folks, that'll dramatically change everyone's lives. And, man, you know, sometimes you hear this stuff and you say, you know what, it sounds too good to be true, Greg.
Oh, we get that all the time. Now, the best is yet to come. I love your show because you're talking about liberty, you're talking about independence, you're talking away, getting away from big government and being in control of your life. That's what we're going to bring to the table because I haven't talked about the best yet. And what we can do is build communities where we're completely off the grid. We're going to bring you all the water you can possibly use. And when you have water and cheap electricity, you got it. You can do crops, you can do livestock, you can live independently away, and we can take care of sewer and waste.
Now, usually when people bring this kind of innovative change the world, take the money away from the bureaucrat insider globalists and stuff like that, Greg, then they're just going to kill us. Right?
There's a huge effort to stop us, but we're too big. They can't do it. We've had $25 million spent trying to stop us, and they can't do it.
Is Donald Trump caught up on this yet?
No, he doesn't know about it yet, but he'll support us.
Poor old Donald's out of the loop on something massive. You know, hit.
Well, we've kept things a secret because we had to get all of our R&D done. We had to get all of our mass production done, which is now we're ready to rock and roll now. But here's what we can do with the individual homeowner right now. you can actually buy into our system right now, and you can, because of our low cost, we're passing this on to the everyday person. And if you check our website, you can see we're actually going to put a lot of money in your pocket. And we're going to bring you 24/7 power to your home so you can get off the grid. We're even going to make it possible for you to heat your home and to heat your water and to take care of your sewer and waste. We have all that technology ready for the individual homeowner right now.
Can you just take out the unconstitutional IRS while you're at it for me?
The IRS doesn't like this, by the way.
Well, I'm sure.
But they can't stop us because the laws that were passed by Congress and signed by President Obama made it so that there's no limit on the amount of power that we can produce and the amount of tax credits that people can get from this. The reason they don't like it is because they're going to have to give away billions and billions of dollars to everyday people through tax credits that were reserved for the billionaires and the huge corporations. They're the ones that benefited from those, from that. Now, because of our technology, you can, I can, everyone listening to this show can take advantage of it. And whether they're a little player, I mean, if you only bought two of our solar lenses, you'd only have to put down $200. And then in April, you're gonna get $2,100 in tax credits, and they're going to give you $800 on top of that. You're going to make 400% on your money, all courtesy of the government, which was passed by law, and they can't take that away from you.
All right,
so the IRS doesn't like it.
So how separate are the pieces of this pie? In other words, if you take care of my water, my electricity, my waste, my all these things for my home and get me completely independent and those things, how separatable are these pieces? If I just said, hey, you know, I envisioned at some point an Elon Musk kind of a little, you know, tank in my backyard or something like that.
Yeah, it's going to be a 4x3x5 foot utility box. It'll fit on the side of your house. It doesn't go on your roof. It's a utility box by the side of your house or in the back of your house, right by where your meter is. And then we essentially become your utility. And so instead of paying like Rocky Mountain Power, you would pay us, but you're going to pay us less. We're locking the price. And then there's even a way where you can get free power. So you can either get the 24/7 electricity, and you can add on the heat to the house. You can add on the heat, the water. You can add on the sewer waste. But that's an add-on. But right now, you can reserve your home unit by getting involved with us right now. You'd want to do that before the end of the year, because these tax credits don't last long, and we have a way that you can get your home energy system free. But you got to check us out on Raw Power 3 how you can get that free.
And how quick can it be installed in my house? I mean, is it ready to go?
All the components are ready to go, and we need to build a mold for the utility box. Probably early summer to get this thing done for you. But you can reserve it now. The reason you want to act now is because you pay for it with solar tax credit. Very unique way to do it. So you don't want to waste a year, because the tax credits on solar only last this year, next year, and the year after. Then they start dwindling down. So you don't want to waste a year. You want to put money in your pocket.
All right, how much of this is solar versus wind versus, you know, et cetera, when it comes to the electricity?
Yeah,
what other pieces?
Put them all out of business. They don't have a chance.
How much of this is like, you know, you do solar and then we spin a turbine? How does this all come together?
Well, okay, so down in our commercial project down in Delta, which you can take part of, which helps pay for your home energy system free, the concentrated solar power, what it does, and we're building, it'll be the largest concentrated solar power project in the world. We've already got 200 towers well started. They're over about three-quarters done on 60 acres. That puts us in the top 9 in the country. But when it's all finished on the 4,000 acres, we're number 1. But what it does, it heats the water, creates the steam. The steam makes a turbine go around. It's just like coal. That's what they do at Rocky Mountain Power. They heat the coal, and that makes their massive turbine turn with their massive cooling towers, which we don't need, with their massive boilers, which we don't need, and their miles of pipes, which we don't need and clean. We don't need all that stuff. But the steam is heated, creates the power generation to move the turbine. That's hooked to the generator, and then we got electricity. But in addition to the electricity, like I said before, we can also produce massive amounts of water, which no one else can.
What does IPP say about this?
Well, they're not going to like it because they're downsizing, and they're hurting right now because they were the largest producer of coal in the state. They had 1,750 megawatts, but now most of their power went down to California. But California has mandates where they can't take any more coal. So Rocky Mountain Power has had to come down and down and down. They're not producing nearly what they were in power, and then they don't own those lines that go to California. Los Angeles does. So when we come in, there's a renewable energy corridor that's already permitted, they have to take our power, but they're going to take it because we can undercut everybody. They're going to love us, and then we're trying to figure out a way where we can send water down to them also, but charge them. So,
well, you wouldn't want to send water down to them. You'd want to build them a unit on their local area somehow, right?
No, you just transmit the power. That's an easy thing to do. That's why you have a grid. So we build it here on cheap land. We're buying the land. See, almost every solar and wind company, what they do is they lease their land. The average lease price is $500 a year per acre. We don't do that. We can go into an area and buy the land really, really cheap because there's land that has no water. That's what we've done, because we can produce our own water. So we don't need massive amounts of water like everybody else. So we do it on cheap land. I'm not going to go to California and buy land or lease land for huge prices when I can do it here and then just send it down there on the grid. So that's the smart way to do it business-wise. And we also own land in Texas, and we'll be able to send our power up to Minnesota and then over to New York.
Now, who's involved in this project with you, Greg?
Neldon Johnson is the inventor, and he's he has 30 patents and 40 patents pending to protect his 60 inventions. They're highly the patents have been extremely well thought out, international and national, to make sure that no one can come in and steal our patents. There are people that are trying to steal our patents right now, but we don't think they can do it, and we've taken great precautions so that they cannot do that. So we've had to set all this up before that we're going forward right now. This is the time.
It almost makes you think of a perpetual motion machine, you know?
Well, we've got some. I've only told you about a little bit of our technology. Just quickly, another one.
Hold on. Let's take a quick break. We'll come back, and Greg will tell us all about it, ladies and gentlemen. We're talking about 7 disruptive renewable energy technologies. RAPower3.com. Greg Shepherd, our guest.
Exposing corruption. Informing citizens. Pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Each week, the political cesspool, known worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, hits the airwaves to bring you the other side of the news and to report on events which are vital to your welfare but are hushed up or distorted by the mainstream media. However, to continue doing this, we need your support. Go online at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a safe and secure donation. If you prefer not to make an online donation, you can send us a check or money order to the address on the website. No matter which way you choose, the political cesspool needs your support. Go online to www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a donation today.
We fought, we learned, we struggled. Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
When a beer commercial, everyone's happy and they're jumping around in there or whatever.
The thing is they not only have appealing activities, they have appealing people on there too. You know, you see beer commercials and it's done with natural water and it's cold brewed or heat pasteurized and all that kind of stuff. They make it sound more like a health food almost, but they never show the hangovers or alcoholism or anything like that.
And then in reality, you're happy and then you're vomiting in the bathroom and then you're waking up sick the next morning with a really bad headache.
Any person that says that beer is merely for recreational use is stupid because it's a form of alcohol.
They just want your money. It's the people that sell the product that are getting the most out of it, not the people that use it.
That's exactly what they're doing. They're all sell our beer and it doesn't matter what it takes, just sell it.
No, they're not honest messages. They don't show the flip side of it, the results of alcohol.
A public service message from The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, folks, we're talking about Greg Shepherd. We're talking about a company called RAPower3.com. RAPower, the number three, RAPower3.com. We're talking about seven renewable energy disruptive technologies, and boy, would they be disruptive. And I've heard about this kind of stuff my whole life, Greg. And every time I hear about them, you know, people tell me how incredible they're going to be, but they don't come to fruition. And I remember one time we had a Motorola radio people that came on the radio with us, and they had the ability to take a normal AM radio signal from a receiver, and the signal would be really, really horrible, barely hearable. I mean, full of hiss and noise and electronic interference, and they could literally take that very poor signal in and through modern electronic processing come out with a very sweet sound and signal. And they basically sent me audio file samples of it. They were going to come. It was going to be delivered. It was going to come out in the spring. We interviewed them around Christmas time. It was going to be incredible. And then all of a sudden, poof, just disappeared. And I'm afraid that oftentimes these real disruptive technologies that would change the game oftentimes get squashed. And I don't mean to be negative about it. I'm just telling you, I've been around a long time and I see that kind of stuff. I pray that you guys are successful, but I kind of wonder, how do you ensure that they don't just shut you down?
I've probably been around longer than you. I'm 75. So, I've heard about those things too and read about them, and there are some horror stories. And our motivation is to not let that happen. And we have one of the things that goes wrong with people that have this stuff and they're squashed is they don't have money. And we've got money. And we've got really, really smart attorneys. We have a whole bevy of attorneys. And they fight real hard, so they have to fight every day for us. So we think we're going to win. We don't see us losing because we can go to any country. We've gone to great lengths to protect our patents and what we're doing. I know you've heard of the self-checkout systems that are in grocery stores.
Yes,
Eldon
of course.
Johnson invented that. And so the money that he got from that invention of the self-checkout system has gone a long ways in financing these seven disruptive technologies. So from that sense, I think we're in really good shape. You know, you never can predict the future that, you know, they could come in and we've had about 2 weeks ago we had a break-in and they broke a lock to get into our outside facility, our R&D area, and they broke into what we call a big container where we had electronic equipment and ripped out the electronics. And it wasn't people trying to steal stuff for drug money or something. They knew exactly what they were doing. So we have, yeah, there are efforts, and we've got surveillance cameras, and you know, we've thought about having you know, going to a little more extreme than just surveillance cameras.
All right, what in Delta is available now? If say Kurt or me or somebody, you know, wanted to go down and kind of see how the process worked.
Oh yeah, we give tours. I give tours all the time. We're an open book. We encourage you to come down and look at our manufacturing plant. By the way, we have a manufacturing plant that's all paid for in cash. All the equipment in it's all paid for. We have our own construction company. That's all paid for. We have $65 million in inventory that's all paid for. Yeah, we'd like to show that to anybody. We give tours. If you go to rawpower3.com and click events, then we have the tour schedule there. We're only doing private tours now during the wintertime because it's so the weather's unpredictable in December, January, and probably February, we're going to start the tours again, the public tours, where we advertise them and we have a specific date and time. But we do give private tours now. We have to kind of check the weather and everything. But, yeah, we'd like to show you our turbine. We'd like to show you it working. We'd like to show you how it's producing electricity. And our construction operation. Yeah, we relish that opportunity.
And when you say you have $65 million in inventory, what products are in inventory and where are they being sold to now?
Well, you can actually see that on our website. We have pallets, huge number of pallets stacked with solar lenses on them. And they're made by Lucite. We have a contract with Lucite. They're the largest plastics acrylic manufacturer in the country. And they manufacture our solar lenses, our patented solar lenses, into us. And then when somebody buys our lenses, and we're selling lenses every day. So the orders are coming in right now. People are buying our solar lenses to get the tax credits before the end of the year. So this is a heavy selling season. And then, but as soon as you buy, then those solar lenses are taken out of our inventory and taken out to the construction site, and then the frames are put around the lenses, and when the framing process is done, then they're taken out to the construction site and put into what we call the solar rings. Each solar ring is 24 feet in diameter, and then that goes into the solar rings. There's four of them per on the trusses. The trusses weigh 15,000 pounds. And then when those solar rings are all put in, there's like 136 of them per tower. And then that's raised up by a crane and put on a 50-foot pole, which is embedded into the ground. It goes in 15 feet. We cement it in and have rebar in there so it's really secure because the ground in Delta is not, it's a kind of a sandy loam. So we have to, that's how we have to do it to secure this 50-foot pole. And then those solar lenses are up in the air and then we track the sun. We have dual axis tracking. So no matter where the sun is, we got a direct hit on the sun. And then, so that's what happens.
All right. So there's a big difference between the massive operations that would compete with a power plant, kind of a scenario, put a lot of power on the grid versus the stuff that we would have at home, right?
I mean, yeah. We want to give you our home unit, which is available right now. To pre-order, ready in early summer, would give you 20 kilowatts of power, which is plenty of power to run your home. It takes care of air conditioning surges, which a lot of photovoltaics can't do. And so it gives you plenty of power, but the reason we want to give you more power than you actually need is because of another disruptive technology that everyone's going to go crazy over, and that's our electric vehicles. The charge time, because our disruptive technology involves capacitors, which no one else can use. But we figured out how to use capacitors, which are far superior to lithium batteries. and we can control the charges so that it actually works and works really, really well. And our engine lasts a million hours because it's a
yeah, because there's less moving parts and such.
Right, it's an external combustion engine. The engine that you drive your car with now is an internal combustion engine. It's the same one that we had 100 years ago. It hasn't been any real changes in how an internal combustion engine works. It only works 12 to 15,000 hours. Ours works for a million hours. And the charge time, get this, the charge time is 2 minutes on a car. And you get 250 miles. And so you're going to be able to have your energy system at home, have your car there, charge it in 2 minutes in your home.
All right. Now, Elon Musk is one of the leaders in some of these technologies, too. Is he caught up on a lot of this?
I don't know if he knows about us, but he soon will because we'll put him out of business. Why would you buy a car that costs more from Elon Musk that has a charge time of 4 hours when ours and his might blow up because you're using lithium batteries? Why would you do that? You'd buy ours for less money with a two-minute charge time.
I hate it when them cars blow up, too, Kurt.
You hate it?
I think yeah, I don't
people
like
are
that.
In it hate it, too. So this is a disruptive check. I mean, so we can do that with trucks. You're going to be able to drive a truck up Parley's Canyon here in Utah at 80 miles an hour. There won't be any need for a truck lane to go slow on. It goes 5 miles an hour. It drives you crazy. They're going to be able to drive like normal speeds, and it's going to be really cheap for them. They're not going to have to replace their trucks because they have that million hours is basically a lifetime. It's going to cut down on their maintenance costs by a huge amount. But every vehicle, you know, all your snow removal machines, your tractors, farmers, that's going to be a godsend for tractors with farmers. It's going to cut way down on their cost of operation, which is going to be very meaningful to growth of crops. Entertainment-wise, you're going to have the golf carts are going to be ours. You're going to have ATVs. All your power tools are going to be run with our system. Your computers are going to have our chip. Your cell phone's going to have our chip. Your cell phone will charge in about a second. So, yeah, there's major, major changes. And there's even space things that we can do with our technology with putting our solar up in space because it's...
All right, hold on. Greg Shepherd with us, ladies and gentlemen. RAPower3.com, Liberty Roundtable Live. The word vigor is defined in the dictionary as health and strength in body and mind. Do you have enough health and strength in body and mind? Would you like to pursue life with passion? Would you like to know where you stand when it comes to your vigor score? That's right. There's a free scientific test you could take now that'll help you find out what your vigor score is. Then you can do things to improve that score. Did you know that? It's absolutely free, F-R-E-E free. All you got to do is get a hold of Kurt Crosby. You can do so, C-U-R-T, that's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. Or call Kurt at 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Would you like to learn about the scientifically proven vigor test? It's free. How would you like to improve your vigor score? Again, inexpensive solutions are available now. Call Kurt Crosby at 801-669-2211. Or Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com for your free vigor score test today.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, we appreciate your accompaniment here on Liberty Roundtable from the Liberty News Radio Network. Thank you for being with us. And of course, as always, we appreciate your support. Please consider, sending us a few bucks when you fill out your utility bills that we hope in the future will be a whole lot less as you, consider, what this man, our guest, Greg, says is disruptive technologies. Sam has talked about disruptive technologies forever. And so this may be one of the greatest opportunities for you ever. Now, one of the things we offer to do for you is be the the guinea pigs or the ground workers or whatever. Sam and I both lived in the Delta area for a number of years. I'm ready, Greg, today with a buddy of mine named Greg as well to maybe go down with you if you can do it. We'll drive down and go see your operation, and then we also would like to invite you to help us. I've just basically on our home completed our solar installation, and we certainly want to go ahead and embrace your technology so we could tell our listeners exactly how it works and all that stuff. So we are, your guinea pig. We're ready to ride along and then tell our listeners exactly what we see and how it works.
Okay, well, we'd love to have you come down. We'll try to schedule a time that works.
Okay. When will it work for you?
Well, we want to check the weather. I don't want to take you down if it's, really bad weather. But actually, the weather is better in Delta. Well,
that's right.
There you know. It's normally better than Salt Lake. Has more sun hours.
Yeah, we actually owned a radio station in Delta for over 10 years, and we both lived in Delta for a long time.
Oh, well, then you know about that. But it gets cold. But
we're used to that.
The coldness does not affect the effectiveness of our solar. Not many people know that. I think if it's cold, it screws it up, but it doesn't. You can go out. If you go out and it's like 20 degrees, but the sun is shining really hard and you're in your car, and the sun hits your windshield, you can actually get warm in your car.
That's right. They say down there it's supposed to be a high of 42 today. So it should be plenty good. It says partly cloudy, but, I think as far as zero chance of snow, 61% humidity down there. So we're ready to roll if you are. We'll even give you a ride.
Is that what you wanted to do today?
Well, that'll work for us. My buddy Greg has a nice BMW.
I've got an 11 o'clock meeting that I've, had scheduled to sell lenses.
Okay.
I could probably do it tomorrow.
All right. Well, tomorrow should work.
All right. You guys communicate after
time,
that, though. Figure that out, and we'll go ahead and get Kurt on the radio.
Then we can report right on it, and that way people don't have to. Now, I'm not saying they can't believe you, Greg, but, what happens is you need at least, I know Sam has been blind since he's born, so it's not like he can go see it. I remember when we bought the radio station, the radio tower down there. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, but he can touch it and run his fingers over it.
That's right. But he will also take our word for it, and so we're happy to arrange for that if you're up for it.
Well, we've had literally many, many hundreds of people come down and verify we have, so.
We don't mean the question. We just know that,
We really want to do is learn about it, though. It's one thing to hear about something. It's another thing to kind of see it and learn how it really is and all that kind of stuff.
And we're up for it.
That's a lot of what it's about. So there's seven technologies. We've talked about several of them. We've talked about this idea that there's these new capabilities for turbines. We've talked about the new photocells or, you know, ability to capture the sun. Part of it has to do with battery technology, though, and your capacitor capability, right?
Exactly, and production of water. And I haven't talked about the dynamic voltage controller, which is worth billions, but we can maybe talk about that later on at another time. But
what it really means is you have the ability to temper the surges in electricity, because if you get too much at once, it's no good, and you can't use it in the old world, right?
Right, and our dynamic voltage controller does that. We can control AC and DC. No one else in the world can do that. They've dreamt about it, and billions have been spent trying to figure it out. But
and even back in the early days of Ben Franklin and others, they had to decide between AC and DC, and you're saying we don't have to decide.
Right, because we can control. We can put a little. We can put a little amount of AC in, and put a whole bunch of DC out, or vice versa. We can just control it.
Because AC is for distances, DC is for on the spot, right?
Yeah, that's maybe one way to do it, and
that's not a perfect description, but that was kind of the debate back then in the day, at least, right?
Right. We can put 1 volt in, and we can put 1,000 volts out. No one else can do that, or vice versa. We can put 1,000 volts in and 1 volt out.
Well, you should be able to run big radio stations for cheap too.
Exactly.
That's exactly right.
I know those power bills for a 10,000-watt radio station, you're talking about $2,500 power bills a month, you know?
Well, that can be brought down, and there's a way to get that power free.
Mm-hmm.
And there's maybe a way where your listeners, we can work out something where when they buy a lens, and see, everybody wins. If they buy a lens, they're going to win. They're going to make money. They buy a bunch of lenses, they're going to win really big if they have their tax consequence. But there may be a way where we can get money when they buy. We can bring money into your radio station. You'd probably like that.
I'd hate that. Wouldn't you, Kurt? That'd be awful. Nah, it'd be a great Christmas gift, that's for sure. All right, Kurt will get a hold of you and work out the time and everything else. For this to happen, if that works tomorrow, Kurt, you can see if that all works out. But we'll do it soon. We'll make that happen. What else should people know? I mean, I know it sounds just too good to be true a little bit. It sounds kind of over the top, but at the same time, you know, it's something they can learn about from the website, rapower3.com. What does the 3 stand for?
3 ways to make money. So you can make money with the tax benefits. You can make money with energy savings, and you can make money on commissions. We have a reference thing. We have a 2-tier reference system. So you can make some money because when people do this, they're going to want to share it with people. And so
I want to share it with Elon Musk. Man.
It's not like network marketing, but it almost sounds a little
I want
bit
to put
close.
Elon Musk and Donald Trump in my downlines. What I want to do.
Gotta get her done.
Yeah, there you go. We don't like to call it multi-level marketing because that has a bad taste, but everyone makes money with us, and normal MLMs, about 98% lose money. So because they have to pay administration fees and they take money out of your account every month, and you know, none of that happens with us. It's just if you tell somebody about it and they buy, then you make a 7% commission. And then, because we want you to tell people about it, and then we want those people to tell people about it, and that's our advertising. That's how and we've been very successful. I have 1,400 people in my downline.
Any final questions for Greg, Kurt, before we let him fly?
You know, one thing I will say this is, do you know off the top of your head how much money you usually spend to buy time on that station that I heard you on?
I don't know. We're getting a huge response on that, by the way.
Yeah, that's, I can imagine.
I don't know
just like
because
us.
Neldon Johnson pays that bill.
Okay. I was just curious. Well, that's one thing you could tell him is Sam and I have been working in radio since the early 90s. We certainly, with the funds that you guys have and the efforts that you can make, or at least the outreach that you need to make, you know, we could certainly help on that, either buying radio stations and or helping you with your media. Sam has developed a Roku channel himself. He's basically got different ways of broadcasting that about 300 different radio stations have bought from him, called Audio Compass. I mean, all I can tell you is we're happy to help
Matt,
out.
I have my oldest son, Matt, who, by the way, is a veteran. He was a officer in the Army and commanded Bradleys. He had a whole battalion of Bradleys. And so he served very well in Iraq. So he works with me. He's my partner. Uh-huh. And Matt loves your radio station. He says, you've got to get on that station. And they're really, really good. So that's...
Well, it's really simple for us, Greg. If it's constitutional, we love it. And if it's not, we hate it. If it promotes God, family, and country and protects life, liberty, and property, we're in 1,000%. And if it's not, we don't like it.
Yeah,
it's pretty simple stuff.
Yeah, our family's all on board with that for sure.
And as a result, you know, we don't want the IRS. That we believe that's a weaponized, unconstitutional agency, weaponized against the American people. It's got to stop. We do believe, though, clearly there is a proper role for limited defensive government. And that proper role of government ought to be funded, and there's legitimate constitutional ways to get that done. We support that completely. So we're not anti-government in any way.
We're just pro-good government.
Yeah, pro-good government, because the way it's gone down the pike, at least from our perspective, there's great abuses that can take place and have taken place.
Amen to that. We got to right the wrongs. We declare this is the greatest country on the face of the earth, and we want to share the principles that make us free with the whole world. And we want to do so by leading out with incredible opportunities for renewable energy, with incredible opportunities for the proper role of a limited government, with a free enterprise system working optimally without interference, with the government honoring contracts and creating a stable society and environment. There is a proper role, ladies and gentlemen, and it will maximize freedom, and it will stop tyrannical ne'er-do-wells from their evil designs. And that's what we aim for, as we promote God, family, and country, and protect life, liberty, and property. Hey, Greg, thanks for your time, sir.
Thanks. We'll be in touch.
All right. There you RAPower3.com. It stands for Raw Power 3, three ways to make money. RAPower3.com. We declare, this nation shall endure.